time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Welcome to Community Circle. This week, we have Colleen Laurie from the American Cancer Society. Ladies, what are we talking about this week?
Making strides against breast cancer.
What is that?
It's a 3.2-mile walk to raise awareness and funds to make sure that we can help save more lives from breast cancer. October 27th, a Saturday at 8 a.m. at Tempe Beach Park.
Tempe Beach Park. Now, last year, we had a fantastic turnout.
20,000 people we welcomed and raised $1.1
million. $1.1
million
to the American Cancer. What specific did that money go to?
One of the things I really like to brag about the American Cancer Society is we are the number one nonprofit funder of cancer research, second only to the federal government. We fund our own cancer research. We don't have other people funding it for us. So, in addition to funding research, we have programs and services that we offer for free to cancer patients and caregivers, rides to treatment, rooms for lodging when you're traveling far from treatment, when your best option is coming to another place and getting your treatment. We have one-on-one support. We have a 800 number, which is our crown jewel that you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and speak to a live person. You might not know what you want. You might not want anything. You might just want to talk.
So people don't understand that all the things the American Cancer Society does. You know, if you call that 1-800 number, you're not talking to some telemarketer. You're talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Yes, a trained cancer information specialist.
Yeah, they are very good at their job. But also all the great things that the American Cancer Society provides. They provide a beautification programs for women. They provide, you know, providing wigs and also consultations, beauty consultations for women. And all those great things and all this money comes from this walk, correct?
Totally.
Well, not just this walk, but this walk. And money raises the walk goes towards that.
We can't do what we do without money.
So, Laurie, tell me, why is this event so important to you? Why is it important to somebody listening right now?
It's important to me for a few reasons. Number one, it's a day that I get to look forward to really celebrate the walk and being surrounded by so many people that have gone through what I've gone through, that are currently going through it. But also it's a chance to really give back to people that have helped me get to where I am. When you talk about the resources for the American Cancer Society, I refer to them as boots on the ground resources, really useful. It's the first place I turned when I heard the diagnosis 10 years ago. You have cancer, where did I go? I went to the American Cancer Society. When I was starting to receive phone calls about the resources, the look good, feel better, I was like, oh, I don't know, it kind of sounds like fun. I don't think I really need that. And the impact it had on me, I want others to feel that. I want others to know that these resources are out there, and this day is filled with celebration. It's fun, it's family-friendly, it's non-competitive, and it's a beautiful day. We've never had a bad day during this event.
So if I'm listening right now, and I'm thinking, how does walking help fight cancer? How does that work?
I think first, building up to the walk, you raise funds, you talk about the walk, the good that American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer does. You ask for donations, you explain how these funds work, how they help. And then the day of the event, you can't help but to notice this group. You know, it's a huge group, thousands of people, and the attention it gets. So if there's even one woman that says, oh yeah, I have to schedule my mammogram, or, you know, I've been wanting to give back, this is a good opportunity, then that's what we're there for, is to bring attention.
So if you tell your friends, hey, I'm going to go walk 3+ miles around Tempe Beach Park, give me a dollar, give me $5, give me $20, and they say no, guess what? That's not your friends.
Exactly. And Lori and I will both tell you, we're big fundraisers ourselves because we believe in the mission of the American Cancer Society. But we pester, if you want to say pester, everyone that we know, especially family and friends, that know that this is an important cause to us, and we will continue to ask for it until they finally give it.
So at the end of this month, if I want to participate, I want to do something with it, where do I get more information?
You can go to our website, www.makingstrideswalk.org/PhoenixAZ, or you could call 602-952-7521. We could tell you all there is to tell you about it, but what we really want you to do is to go to our website to register as a team leader, get all your family and friends, your neighbors, your coworkers to join you, to come and walk, but more importantly, celebrate the survivors that are there. honor those that have lost their lives to breast cancer, and help us deliver the life-saving mission of the American Cancer Society by raising funds.
What's the website?
Boy, www.makingstrideswalk.org/PhoenixAZ. The whole word.
So if I go that day, what can I expect? What's going to be happening?
We have a huge survivor VIP experience. We want our local survivors, and it doesn't have to be just survivors of breast cancer, survivors of any kind of cancer, to hit that tent. Our survivor sponsor underwrites a special gift for survivors. Yes. We have a survivor breakfast. We have a craft or an activity that they do to commemorate their survivorship. And we want them to be our local celebrities for the morning.
Who else is helping out in a big way?
Fry's Food Stores is our second year flagship sponsor. Thank you, Fry's. Walmart is a, I believe, 19-year flagship sponsor. Becton Dickinson, who used to be Bard Biopsy, is an 12-year flagship sponsor for us. And we have many other day of event sponsors, but those three are our biggest and really bring out the troops.
Lori, over the 10 years, you've seen people come and go. Is there a story that sticks out to you? Be like, oh, this is why it's so important. This is all about the event.
Well, in the 10 years, I can talk specifically about my team. My team, Lace Up for Lori. For me, it was born when I was diagnosed. Some friends started the team, and it helped me get through all my treatments, my surgeries, because I knew I had to be done by October in order to walk that race or walk that walk. And then as the years have gone, the walk has changed a little bit for us. I now have a 12-year-old son who's one of the top fundraisers for Making Strides Phoenix.
For the third consecutive year.
And what it is, it's just this positive spin on cancer. You know, cancer will be in our lives forever. It gives us this positive spin, and it gives us an opportunity to talk about it. But what I love the most about that day is to see some of the craziness. What you see people come to that, to come to the walk, and it's how much pink can I fit on my body, or how crazy can I get? And people really trying to maybe get that TV spot, or sometimes it's a very inspirational T-shirt or poster talking about a loved one they lost. But every year, something different will touch us, and from the real funny, outrageous, to the real heartfelt and inspirational, filled with hope.
So the beautiful thing about this event is, like, doesn't matter what political affiliation you have, it doesn't matter what religion you are, doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter your beliefs, everyone's there to fight cancer. And it's a beautiful thing, everyone being unified in this one event, because cancer touches everybody. One more time, what's the website?
MakingStridesWalk.org/PhoenixAZ.
MakingStridesWalk.org/PhoenixAZ.
You got it.
The link will also be on our website, mega1043.com and azthebeat.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
You can go to that website and also just donate, right? You don't. If you can't make it, you're out of town that week, you can still go to that website and donate.
Absolutely. Just go to that website and donate.
Of course, you guys are looking for participation, but what else do you guys need?
We're always looking for volunteers to deliver our programs, our Road to Recovery program, our Reach to Recovery program, hotel partners to participate in our hotel partners program. We always need day of event volunteers. So if you can't walk or you don't want to walk, but you have volunteer hours you want to give, we have several different types of positions the day of the event that we need 250 to 300 volunteers that day to make sure that everything is smooth, or at least people think it's smooth. We always need volunteers in the office, volunteers for our other events.
So some of the volunteer programs, like Road to Recovery, people don't realize how important it is. Like, there are people who need to go to their therapy. They need to go to their chemo treatment, to their different, you know, the different things you got to do when you have cancer. And you just can't do it because, you know what, you're highly susceptible to infection after doing chemo because you're wiped out. So you can't be, like, riding public transportation. And some people just can't afford to take a cab, and some people don't have their friends to help them out.
Some people don't have caregivers. Some people don't have family or friends that are able to take them back and forth to treatment. So these people are depending on us to help them get to that life-saving cancer treatment. As cancer survivors ourselves, we know the importance of making sure that you're going to your treatments on time as scheduled, because that's your best bet for survival.
Plus, the lodging you guys provide with people who come out from out of town, they come from a small town, they come to a bigger city and they need their therapy or they need chemotherapy or whatever, radiation, you guys offer places to stay.
Yes. First of all, we have a Hope Lodge facility, which is on the campus of Mayo Hospital. We have 18 rooms. It's community living for a patient and a caregiver. You have your own bedrooms, but the rest of the facility is community living. So you're sharing living room, dining room, laundry, kitchen. And it's a really good place where the caregivers are also getting that support that they need amongst themselves. It's free to stay at the Hope Lodge for the duration of your treatment, as long as we have room. And when the Hope Lodge isn't the right fit, some people don't want to be around other people when they're undergoing cancer treatment. Then we have our hotel partners who graciously give us free rooms for cancer patients traveling.
And none of that is possible without the American Cancer Society. Colleen, you've been doing this for a long time. Tell me why this is so important to you.
It's important to me because, as Lori stated, I was 41 when I was diagnosed. I didn't know anyone personally who had breast cancer, and I was scared, and I wanted to make informed decisions about my treatment so that I could have the best chance at survival. So I reached out to the American Cancer Society. I went to their website. I found gobs and gobs of information that I needed to be informed about my own situation and questions to ask the medical team that I was interviewing. And remember that when you are diagnosed with cancer, you should always have at least two opinions. And if they don't agree, get a third. And the people that you are choosing to be your medical team, you are interviewing them for a job. The job is to help save your life. So make sure you're informed about, your own body and what's going on with it. But it's important to me to give back because the American Cancer Society was there for me, and Lori and I are both products of research and the advancements in research. 25 years, 30 years ago, the treatments for breast cancer were a lot different than they are today. A lot of them were absolutely invasive and horrific. And today, it's not a death sentence if you catch or you are diagnosed with an early diagnosis. But we want to educate the public about what it is the American Cancer Society does. And that's important to me as a survivor. And it's very important and incumbent upon me to make sure that those who are coming after me have access to the same research, education, services, and advocacy that I did.
And people don't realize how much the American Cancer Society does on a research end. Over the last four years, things like immunotherapy have grown tremendously. So what immunotherapy is like they teach your blood cells and they teach your body how to fight cancer. And it's a new way of fighting cancer. These things are important for the future. But American Cancer Society is one of the reasons these programs are expanding and they're getting funding.
Absolutely. And we have to continue to push for that research because without research, we will never find a cure for cancer of any kind. And it's important to all of us.
MakingStridesWalk.org/PhoenixAZ. That's where you're going to find out where to donate. You're going to find out where to volunteer. You're going to find out how you can actually take people to give you money to walk around Tempe Beach Park at the end of the month. You can also find the link at mega1043.com and azthebeat.com.
Yeah, and let me take a second to thank 104.3 and 101.1. You are our radio media sponsors. Thanks for interviewing us. Thanks for all you are doing to spread the word. And all of your support really means a lot to us. So thank you.
Jackie Morales has got a team going. She's going to be strong, going to have a lot of people participating. It's going to be a good thing.
Love her.
What's the date of the event again?
Saturday, October 27th.
Where is it at?
Tempe Beach Park.
And where do I get more information?
www.makingstrideswalk.org/PhoenixAZ or 602-952-7521.
Thank you so much, Colleen. Thank you so much, Lori, for coming in. And we'll see you at the park.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.